Hey everyone, it's Velga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Free Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway. That's, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
Locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
There's a man taking a poop.
He's having a good time, because everyone's angry in Brookline.
Turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Tutcher and Rich. 911 calls are public record. That's why you get to hear them on TV. That's why the Aaron Hernandez documentary had calls from 911.
Mm-hmm.
They are available to the public. Now everyone knows Brookline is a terrible place to live and the people are awful. We take the finest of the 911 calls, and we play them for your pleasure. I am unaware of any of them. I am, like you, the audience. I am reacting as if you would.
I'm starting to think, Fred, that I might want to develop a TV show about the city of Brookline, because after listening to all these 911 calls, there's so many layers.
Maybe we should.
Of the type of people.
I was thinking that you and I should write something. And because I just saw that Grown Ups 3 script, and it seems so easy. Like, maybe we should write something up called Brookline, like something like Brookline Police or something.
Everyone's angry in Brookline.
Or everyone's angry in Brookline.
Because it's really just fascinating, some of the stuff that comes in. And it's obviously there is a certain contingent of people who are always angry at the youth. There is also another contingent that's just strange. And then you sometimes just get calls that stand on their own, much like this next one. So let's start with call number one. These are real 911 calls.
All right.
To Brookline's 911.
911, this call's recorded. Where is your emergency?
I don't know if it's really me. I got bit by a mouse. A mouse crawled up my leg.
Okay, where are you?
That it took you a while to realize. Did it crawl up your leg or down your leg? Because it doesn't seem like a mouse would be able to get up there before. Oh, it's not exactly like an ant.
Before it's impeded?
Yes.
Is that what you're
saying?
All right,
but look, I have a feeling that the mouse escaped.
Maybe just rock back and forth. It'll be like the opening of Indiana Jones.
No, I think there was a South Park episode about this, an early South Park episode.
It's like, here comes the boulder.
No, I just think that it was the mouse finally escaped. All right, so here we are. There's a mouse. It has run up his leg, he claims, and he has been bitten. And so, of course, 911 is who to call, because you will need an ambulance.
911, this call is recorded. Where is your emergency?
I don't know if it's really me. I got bit by a mouse. A mouse crawled up my leg.
Okay, where are you?
I'm on Thorndike Street in Brookline.
Okay, what number Thorndike Street in Brookline?
I don't know the number. It's a laundromat.
Okay.
I was at the bus stop, and a mouse came up my leg.
Wait, okay, so is he at a laundromat or a bus stop? Where is he?
It sounds like he's a horror. A laundromat, maybe. He was at a bus stop when the mouse ran up his leg, it sounds like.
Okay.
And then he escaped to the haven of the laundromat to give them a call.
Okay, so Yeah, the one place with the payphone in the world is the laundromat. They figure you might not have a cell phone on you.
I had to run to the laundromat. I had a last run of my leg. I had feet don't fail me now.
I was at the bus stop, but a mouse came up my leg.
Yeah, okay, I heard you. I'm just trying to figure out the address you're at, okay? So I can get some help to you.
I don't know what's going on.
He's just staring at the mouse. Like on his leg. I don't know what's going on.
What's your name? Richard Gere.
That was a rumor, a nasty rumor. How dare you? The man suffered enough. Next thing you'll be talking about Rod Stewart. Simply false allegations.
I don't know what's going on. I know where I'm at. But a mouse crawled up my leg. I was at the bus stop.
Man.
I think he's told him that 5 times.
Well, you know, just in case you didn't get it, a mouse crawled up my leg.
It sounds like Kessel.
They all sound like Kessel. There's a Kessel, my favorite, by the way, Jerky Boy's character, but there is a Kessel. I used to be a seaman. Everyone sounds like Kessel. This sounds like a Kessel call.
Sure.
These are real calls to the Brookline 911, I assure you. I don't know which came first. If people just became Kessel?
Somebody said this guy sounds like a combination of Buffalo Bill and Larry Flint.
Yeah, well, there is a little.
Larry Flint's my half-brother.
I was in charge of Busty Beauties, and that fell apart. I got on the wrong end of the publishing.
Larry Flint, good to see you, sir.
Okay. The monster's in my leg, and I shook it off.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
And I was at the bus stop, and a mouse came out of nowhere and crawled up my leg, and I chased it down. I tried to hit it with my cane.
All right, we'll see you in the laundromat, okay?
All right.
Okay, all right, well, I guess it was a laundromat that he was in.
Yes, he tried to hit it with the cane, mm-hmm. and that did not work out.
I got bit by a mouse. A mouse crawled up my leg.
Buffalo Bill, what are you doing?
I tried to hit it with my cane.
I like the mice and mouse's chances in that case. I think the mouse has got about 5 minutes to figure out what it's going to do by the time that cane comes down.
I was at the bus stop, but a mouse came up my leg.
It rubs lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
I don't know what's going on.
The best thing about that is he went to the laundromat, and I guarantee you he used a payphone.
Oh, there's no question.
All right, Rich, what is next?
All right, let's get to another call, a little more stereotypical of a regular call to Brookline 911.
Brookline, please. Yes, I want to file a complaint against a neighbor. Okay. I don't know.
Oh, God, you all lived on my street. Well,
what do you want to get? What do you think it is? What do you think the complaint is? We've heard a dozen of these. What do you think the complaint is?
It could be. It could be a sound.
I'm thinking playing an instrument. We haven't had that in a while.
It's some sort of noise, but it's like a sound.
Okay.
Or it's some shady people. It's obviously someone looking through a window.
I'm going harmonica for the win.
Harmonica?
I'm upset that she's playing a harmonica.
It's the south side of Chicago in 1978.
That's right. Right as the elevated goes by.
He lived in like the ragtime section. Yeah,
someone just saw
Maple
the Blues Brothers.
Rag.
Brookline, please. Yes, I want to file a complaint against a neighbor. Okay. I don't know who he is, but there is going to be an altercation. And I want the police to have a heads up on this. This is a man. I'm calling from Brookline. I live in this house. There's an old man who walks a dog and allows this dog to come near our porch to scare the crap out of me.
That's, I'm sure, the person's complete intention.
Right. Here's that lady there, Fido. Fido, scare the hell out of her.
By the way, the protection of the house between you and the dog, I think you're okay.
I think we have that man on the phone.
I got bit by a mouse. Yeah. Mouse crawled up my leg.
If the dog's by your porch and you're protected by a house, the dog doesn't stand much of a chance of getting at you. All these people just are in their houses looking around.
What can I be angry about?
Yeah. And you know her stoop is like right on the dumb sidewalk.
And he stands there and smiles. He thinks it's amusing. This has been going on for a long time, but it just happened now. And I've got back problems.
Okay, are you inside your house now?
And my grandson won't call me.
And I got menopausal. I got back problems. I have a bunch of laundry to do. Ugh.
I just like, now, was she saying an altercation was coming? Like she was about to go out and do something?
No, the dog was going to start fighting the house.
So it's Kyle's mom from South Park.
I mean.
Now I'm inside my house.
Okay, why don't you stay inside?
You're not going to know who he is.
We're going to have an officer come and talk to you, okay?
I don't see why you have to say. I'm only standing on my porch.
If you're upset, we'd like to speak to you, okay?
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what she wanted there.
I'm not sure either.
Don't send anybody over.
She was hysterical, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who he is, but there is going to be an altercation.
I just like how, like, this doesn't happen anywhere else. This, like, no one I know this goes on. In Brookline, there's this, it's just so dangerous. No one else has these problems but these people in Brookline. Nobody.
Well, a mouse crawled on my leg. I was at the bus stop.
Everyone just sits in their houses. Is it fine? But in Brookline, that can't happen.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
Why don't you move to the country and just sit, like, in the woods? I mean, seriously. If everything's bothering you so much, just go away. Move.
There's an old man who walks a dog and allows this dog to come near our porch to scare the crap out of me.
I'm sure the old man's walking like a 20 or 80-pound Rottweiler. All right.
And I've got back problems.
Not sure that has to do with everything, but...
Brian, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Her husband was the one maybe got bit by the mouse, right?
Could be.
So my wife and I were down in Foxborough about a month and a half ago at Patriot Place, and my wife met a Brookline police officer. He was actually in full uniform. I don't know why he was there, but he was there. And we confirmed, like, all these calls. He told us, yep, they're all real. He's actually responded to a few of them. He didn't share the explicit details, but we got a picture with him and everything, and we were like, you know... And he was telling us, like, all the police at the station, they listen to this, and they know it's all real. So it was great to have that confirmed by a real Brookline police officer.
Oh, man. Tell me he responded to the guy who handcuffed himself to the bed twice.
I wasn't there. My wife caught him outside of, like, Olive Garden down there, and I was taking my daughter to the Bass Pro, and I wasn't able to ask him that. And I told her, I said, you should have asked him about the guy who got caught in the handcuffs. And, you know, she forgot, but... Well, so I didn't get a chance to confirm that.
I need answers on that one.
It's good that they are becoming celebrities. So if you wear a Brookline police uniform, you've become a minor celebrity.
Yes, you have.
I drive through Brookline on my way home, so I better never get a ticket.
It's funny. As I drive through certain parts of town, I'm like, well, I know something could happen at that building. I know what happened at that one. Oh, here's that lady you got to watch out for.
Every time I drive by my old Tappan Street, I vomit. All right. We'll be back with a little bit more.
We got two more for you.
I was at the bus stop, but a mouse came up my leg.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to
the geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time, 'cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Brookline is a place where, unlike any other place I've ever seen, where people are constantly complaining and calling the police. Police 911 calls are public record. That's why you hear them on TV. That's why they can be used in documentaries. And we scour things and find the very best calls. And, Rich, what do we have?
All right, let's get to another one. So many different reasons why people are indeed calling 911 in Brookline, including this example.
Brookline, please. This line is recorded.
Yeah, so someone, let's say, defecated in my backyard.
Okay. Do you...
Let's say defecated.
I just like... Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, now we're cooking. All right. Now we got something going on, a mystery. The Phantom Crapper.
That's right. You had a guy who used to do that.
Yeah, he didn't call himself the Phantom Crapper, but he did. And then he announced himself at the when he left our fraternity.
No, approximately when this would have occurred.
Do you have a weight? have you investigated? Is how do you know it's human? We're going to find out.
No, approximately when this would have occurred.
Yeah, sometime in the past, like, 36 hours, let's say.
Given my knowledge of feces, forensically,
you see,
I would say it'd been here in the last 36 hours.
The upper portion of said excrement has a white tint to it. It is indeed decaying into the sky.
He went too far.
Yeah, sometime in the past, like, 36 hours, let's say.
Okay. Did you witness anything occur or?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Will an officer come by to file a report?
No. I don't even know why DA should be here. Can you imagine being the officer? You get called there because.
You got to look at poop.
Guy's going to turn his backyard.
Jeez. I'll take the call. Thank you.
Oh, you just stepped on the evidence.
Oopsie.
I'm sorry. That played right into DA's hands, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will an officer come by to file a report?
We can... May I put you... Yes, we'll definitely have a route officer, the next available route officer, come by.
Sure. All right. Why not? You got to turn your backyard. We'll have a cop come over and write it up and make a full report.
And what makes you believe that it is human versus an animal? It is not typical.
So honestly, yeah. So it's like the second time. It's the second time that it's happened. So it's in a place where it like someone is set up to squat.
Okay.
What?
So, okay. And also, like it looks much bigger than a typical like.
Okay. Okay. We'll have the next available route officer come up and speak with you. Okay.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Did you set a trap, sir? It sounds like it's like when you have a box with, like, a cheese in it in a trap. Like, he's like, it's set up for a place to squat. Like, it's like a bird feeder. He seems to have set up a very convenient way
to... it's set up to squat?
Yes.
I mean, is there, like, a bucket with a hole in it?
Well, if you're... Then you're asking for trouble.
So it's an I'll solve this. That's his own turd. How does he know it's bigger than like an animal?
I don't know. I've seen some. I don't know, Rich. I don't know if we should go further into the description of the evidence, but it does seem like if it was set up for a place to squat, maybe you should remove those things. Just put on rubber gloves and get a sledgehammer and go to town. All right, Rich. What is the next?
All right, our final one. Okay, I guess on this one, I just have to preface it by saying. Sometimes you get calls and you just put, I didn't, okay, this is the way it came, all right? I just want, this is, the, it's, it might sound a little odd at parts, but this is exactly the way, like, I mean, that I received it.
911, this line is recorded. Where's your emergency?
I'm at the Brookline Village Station.
Okay.
There's a gentleman behind some bushes just staring with a hoodie on.
Okay. You think that he's suspicious?
Yes, he looks very suspicious.
Well, everyone knows the Brookline Village T Station.
Yep. I know exactly. It's right across Route 9 from where I used to live.
Right across from Netta, the pot shop.
The Brookline.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
That's terrible right. neighborhood where you have to go through like houses.
Yeah.
Like $2 million houses. Yeah, that's the place.
This guy sounds like Buffalo Bill a little bit too.
He's just staring at me
behind a bush.
Between you and I, there's a guy ominously looking at me as we sit in a residential area of Brookline.
And he's just staring at you?
He's just standing behind the bush, just staring. As I walk down the street, he's just staring at me.
It's DA back again?
I see you. I'm just peeping, don't worry about it.
Chachi!
Yeah. I'm just hiding in the bushes, minding my own business. Hey, put a hoodie on, come on.
Peeping.
Hey, while you're at it, tell him to listen to Breakfast with the Beatles.
Is he still watching you?
Yeah, he's back there.
Okay. Do you know about how tall he is, or?
He's about 6'1".
Okay, 6'1"?
I don't know what color the hoodie was. It could.
Was it dark colored?
No.
Hi, you reached 347. Please leave your name, telephone number, and a detailed message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, sir. This is the Brookline Police Department. I have help on the way. I'm just hoping to see if we could get some more information. Also wondering whether everything is okay. It didn't really seem like you were ready to hang up and the phone disconnected, so... give us a call back. 911. Thanks. Bye.
Whoa. That took a turn.
Uh-oh. Well, well.
Oh, boy. I mean, because at first you're like, well, I mean, this guy, what if he's like hallucinating? He doesn't really see anyone the way
he's
sounding.
I know, I feel bad.
He's kind of giggling a little bit, and all of a sudden the phone goes missing.
DA stepped out of the bushes.
Oh, my God. That's not DA.
That's the D line, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the D-line.
It's the green line. Yeah.
It's the green D-line. Yes.
Nothing happens on the D-line.
Let me just hear that setup again. Because all of a sudden, it's just like, and it's got, and then she calls him back. You got it?
No.
Start at the beginning. Just start at the very beginning.
The very beginning of the call?
Yeah. It's not very long. I want to hear how it just all of a sudden cuts out.
911, this line is recorded. Where's your emergency?
I'm at the Brookline Village Station.
Okay.
There's a gentleman behind some bushes just staring with a hoodie on.
Okay. You think that he's suspicious?
Yes, he looks very suspicious.
And he's just staring at you?
He's just standing behind the bush, just staring. As I was walking down the street, he's just staring at me.
Is he still watching you?
Yeah, he's back there.
Okay. Do you know about how tall he is, or?
He's about 6'1".
Okay, 6'1"?
I don't know what color the hoodie was. It could.
Was it dark colored? No.
Hi, you reached 347. Please leave your name, telephone number, and a detailed message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, sir. This is the Brookline Police Department. I have help on the way. I'm just hoping to see if we could get some more information. Also wondering whether everything is okay. It didn't really seem like you were ready to hang up and the phone disconnected. So give us a call back. 911. Thanks. Bye.
Well, you could have told us that was happening before we made fun of it.
Well, listen, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know, but now I feel bad.
Why do you feel bad?
Because what if something happened to the guy?
Well, I mean, we don't know if anything happened to the guy. He might have dropped his phone.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what happened. They called the guy back.
Yeah, they called him back, yes.
Well, now I feel bad. I didn't know that it got weird.
Well, as I said, I got it. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, but that might be an actual crime.
Well, we don't know what happened there. We have
that's
no
not
idea.
In the spirit of the bit.
What are you talking about? The guy, well, we don't know if it was a crime.
Yeah, we don't know if it was a crime. The other ones we know are not a crime.
Well, I mean, you could have a mean dog, and that could be some sort of kid kicking dirt. You get asthma.
All right. Well, I feel bad now about making fun of it. I didn't know it took an ominous turn.
As I told you, these some things I heard, got this one in. I'm like, what is going on there?
Yeah, but you could have given us a heads up that it was not something to be made fun of.
I could actually find out whether or not he's okay.
All right. Please do.
I can do that. I can.
Please do.
Holy moly.
All right, because that was like a real one.
Yeah, he was laughing.
Huh?
He was laughing at the beginning of it when the guy was staring at him.
I don't know if that was laughing or if that was, he was, like, tremoring. Thanks a lot. Jesus. That's like a real 911
call. That's a crazy call.
I think, Fred, you come off like an insensitive prick.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
I said, lucky thing is, I said before this, that I don't hear them before they go on the air.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was, maybe that's not, that one's not in the old replay. All right. We will be back. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
Down 8-5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and there is all kinds of shenanigans happening with Major League Baseball.
Yeah, there was a story that came out yesterday that the L.A. City Council was petitioning to have the Red Sox and the Astros give up their World Series titles to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And then there was a great article that came out from Bill Plaschke over from the L.A. Times, who ended up saying that they don't want that. Like, they don't want to just be given something like
sure.
that. Now, he
like,
was...
Like, what's it matter at that point?
Well, he thought that it would have been fair if they vacated their titles, but... Not that you just give it to the Dodgers, because that's not, I mean, you don't want that kind of championship. That's...
Vacating wins is the dumbest thing in the world. Like, they happened. Like, they do that to college programs, like basketball programs. They did it to Michigan. I know they did it to UMass.
Yeah.
And it's just, well, they happened. I saw it. Just, the moat was so I don't, what, I don't get to put it on
again. You
literature?
Can't say that you're a world champion, I
it's
guess.
Such I already got slippery, my ring. It's such a slippery slope, though, because in the future, when people find out that other teams have cheated in other ways, then do you vacate those wins, too?
And what I if mean, they did steroids?
Vacated all of Barry Bonds' home runs, vacated the MVPs won by steroid users. I mean, look, there's suspicions around Mark McGwire. I mean, there are so many ways and so many twists and turns you can go through if you start vacating World Series titles. Good for Manfred. I mean, somebody must have said, this is bad. Don't do this.
Well, I mean,
bad things can happen if you do this.
He said, that's not going to happen. But the one thing that did come out yesterday was that the reason that you're not seeing any players getting nailed for any of the stuff that they did is because there was a report that came out in the Jeff Passan, I believe, was the one who said it, and it said that Major League Baseball gave the players total immunity in exchange for their testimony. In other words, you tell us everything that happened, all of the details, and everyone who was involved, and we promise that you're not going to get in trouble. So no players right now have been they haven't been able to find anybody, or they're not suspending any of these guys because they're all ratting on everybody else in the league right now. So if you want to know, I mean, of course, Beltran's the only guy that, but he ended up being a manager who lost his job because of that. But he didn't get any kind of suspension from all of this, from him being a player. So you take a look at what they're doing now, and now it's just the reason that you're getting so much information is that players have complete and total immunity from Major League Baseball. And that was kind of speculated for a while, but now it's actually been confirmed. So these guys have the freedom to start ratting everyone out.
It's widespread. There are dozens of players that have cheated this way. So you can't suspend all of them.
Well,
what would be my incentive to tell anyone something?
If you're a pitcher, you have all the incentive in the world. If you're a pitcher, you're ratting on everyone.
Yeah, but if I'm a pitcher, am I going to rat on my own team?
You're going to rat on other teams.
But that's the thing.
But if your
own team is guilty, too.
No, but the thing is how would I know if another team was doing it? I already would have said something. So the immunity means nothing. If I'm a pitcher and I know the other team's cheating, I'm saying something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're a pitcher and you know
I would have said something anyway. I would have said something the minute I found out about it. I would have said, this is crap. These guys are doing this or this.
But here's the difference, is now you have Major League Baseball sitting down and interviewing you on the record officially as to what you know. And so if you're a pitcher, then you're going to tell them everything.
No, no. If I'm a pitcher and I found out during a game, after a game, a month after a game that the team I was playing against was cheating, I would have said something immediately.
You say that, but was it what's his name? Who came out? Pedro. Pedro Martinez came out last week and said that he called Mike Fiers a rat. Like, well, he said that Mike Fiers shouldn't have ratted on anybody.
Here's the thing about Fiers, is that Fiers was on the Astros when this was going on, and now he's not, and he told. So that's why they're calling him a rat, because he benefited from the cheating, and then now he's on another team. But if I'm on the Dodgers, and I'm playing the Cardinals, and I know the Cardinals are cheating, I'm saying something right there. I'd say it from the mound. The whole Fiers thing is that he was benefited from the cheating, and then left and told on the team.
Then why haven't more people done that then?
Who's because to say?
Because they don't. Well, hang on. Because they don't know. I mean, Clayton Kershaw didn't know that that was going on with the Astros. Why, if I'm a pitcher, would I not tell?
So do you think that?
Or a hitter, why wouldn't I tell? If I was a manager, why wouldn't I tell? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's because everyone's doing it and they would tell on you.
No,
that's why. That's the code.
No. No. That's not the code. The code is, it's simple. That's not the code at all. The code is simple. The code is he benefited from the cheating, and now that he's not on the team, he turned around and told on
it. No, I'm saying you're asking why other people haven't done that.
How did everyone find out about the smartwatches? If someone's stealing signs, you say, hey, they're stealing signs. If someone's got too much pine tar on their bat, you tell them that there's too much pine. They still do that, by the way. They check bats. If you think someone's bat's corked, you have the ump check the bat. Hell no. If you think someone's scuffing the ball, it happens all the time. Then you go out and you have the umpire go out and look to see if the guy's got an Emery board on him. Yeah, Clay Buchholz with the suntan lotion. Thank you, Dan. I mean, if you think someone's cheating against you, you're going to tell on them. You tell on them immediately. I'm not going to let them get away with it. No. And if they don't know what I'm doing, if they're not smart enough to find out about it, because if I'm not telling because they know I'm doing something, that's they're telling too.
So you're saying that there are people who have kept silent because they knew that if they ended up launching a grenade, that one would be thrown back at them.
No, yes, I'm saying absolutely that's the case.
See, I think I've heard players come out and say the opposite.
That's
though, in the past 100%
the case. No, Fiers, I told you why Fiers got...
I understand the Fiers thing.
I just gave you 10 examples of people pointing out that this guy's cheating or this team's cheating. I mean, if you find out, you say something. There's no rule. What, I'm going to take a loss because I don't want to tell on them because they might tell on me? No, that's ridiculous. Absolutely not. If I'm a manager, I'm not. I got my job on the line. I'm not. If I know they're doing something or I suspect something, I'm seeing it right away. See this guy scuffing the baseball. We got a guy who scuffs the baseball. I'm not going to say anything about it. No, you go right out there.
So why did it take this long for these guys to talk?
Fiers talked because he was on the team,
and then everyone else went on the record.
On the Astros?
Yes, there were guys, not everyone else in the Astros, but there were about three or four other people who went on the record who were with the Astros.
That are currently with the Astros.
Wasn't there supposedly like one or two that were currently with the Astros?
See, I don't remember that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I might be wrong about that.
Yeah,
but
Rich, there's no incentive whatsoever not to tell on another team. The whole rat angle is that he benefited from the cheating. There is absolutely no way in any sport that I would not say anything if I was playing against someone and I believed that they were cheating. No way. And so if they give them the immunity, I don't know what that's really going to do. I guess it's for former Astro employees.
Well, what about a guy like Alex Cora, who when he left the team didn't rat on the Astros?
Because he wasn't playing the Astros. Well, and he benefited from the cheating. So he wouldn't say anything about the Astros. Well, yeah, because if Alex Cora went... Oh, yeah, well, the Astros are cheating. Then they would say, you just were with the Astros.
You were part of them.
Yeah, you were cheating. I mean, that's all you need to know about that. If I knew someone was stealing signs and I saw that they had a video camera up, you think I'm not going to say something? It's the first thing I'm going to do. So I have no idea what this immunity is going to do for anybody. I don't know what the incentive is to go and say something about it. I guess they want people that used to be on the team to tell on the other team, and they can do it anonymously, I guess. Are you going to take the time out of your day to go tell the league?
I think they're going to come to you.
I think they're coming to you.
They're coming to every player in the league?
I think they're going to the Red Sox. I think they're going to teams that are suspected of this. And I think once they do interviews with players, if they accuse other teams, then they will go to those teams.
You need hard evidence that teams cheated before you can go investigate them, I think.
What's my incentive?
You can't just knock on doors and go, hey, it's your turn. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they have evidence that the Red Sox cheated more than once, and they have evidence that the Houston Astros cheated. That's why those two teams, well, the Astros already went through it, and the Red Sox are in the middle of going through it, but you're not going to go to Kansas City on a whim and go, all right, your turn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then, like, Kansas City's going to go, yeah, you got us.
Congratulations, we won 60 games last year. Thank you. You know?
You don't think that there's somebody who's getting in trouble, like a player of the Astros, and their whole thing's going to be, well, everyone else is doing
well,
it.
Well, no, he's not going to get in trouble. They have immunity.
Well, I know, I understand that, but you don't think that if they say, well, everyone else is doing it, I know that so-and-so with Kansas City is doing this.
Maybe that's the case. I guess my point is the Major League Baseball is not going to randomly pick teams. They need an accusation.
What's my incentive as a player to do that?
Because you don't look as bad. If everyone's doing it, you don't look as bad.
That's like fourth-grade logic.
Well, you don't think there isn't fourth-grade logic going on out there?
Yes,
I see it every day, Rich. In my very own house.
I don't. Well, yes, because you have actual fourth graders.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, no, I don't. Nothing's going to come of that. Unless someone's got like a vendetta against someone, but no, if they know they're cheating, they're cheating. They're saying something immediately. I'm not letting someone cheat against me.
Then why is it taking all of this to take everybody down?
Because no one knew that the Astros were doing it except for the Astros. And then the guy left the Astros and told, and now they're investigating. That's why. It's not rocket science. All right. We have Danny Ainge coming up. He will be joining us at 9 a.m. to talk all things Celtics. We will have him in just a moment.
98.5. Toucher and Rich. Hey.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Take this for what it's worth. But it could be disappointing news for some Celtics fans. Timberwolves president of basketball operations, Gerson Rosas. Okay. Karl Anthony Towns is as untouchable as they come. He's the guy we're building around.
And that's the guy that don't want to be there. So you can say it all you want. But that, to me, sounds like someone posturing for more in a trade.
Yeah. So take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have him under contract.
They do. But, I mean, we've learned that doesn't mean much if the player is miserable and wants to shoot himself off the team.
Right. I don't know why you'd sign the extension, but what are you going
to
do?
I think that was just a case of he wanted to get his money, and the minute he got it, he said, nope, now I can finally start saying I want to be on another team, and I don't want to be here anymore. So they could try building around him, but I don't know what that would do if he doesn't want to play.
I mean, he's got to play. I don't know.
I mean, does he? I mean, you had some players who... So you had Anthony Davis. He didn't... I mean, did he refuse to play? Yeah, didn't he refuse to play for a while?
He was hurt, and then New Orleans, if you remember correctly, was trying to deal him, so they sat him. They were worried that he was going to get hurt while they were negotiating a deal. And then after the trade deadline passed, I think he came back and started playing again. I have to look that up, but that's my
memory. Plus, he was in the last year of his
I thought they kind of like shut him down, didn't they?
They shut him down, you know, in that period of time in the 6 or 8 weeks leading up to the trade deadline.
Yeah, so he wouldn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But he had an expiring contract.
Yes.
Well, you also had, what's his name? Jimmy Butler. Remember how he bitched his way off of the team? He ended up, like, before he went to the 76ers, he was showing up at practice and yelling at everybody to where they wouldn't keep him on the team anymore. Mm-hmm. They had to trade him because he became such an issue.
That was Minnesota.
Yeah, before he went to the Sixers.
Yeah. By the way, I guess Davis is on the last year of his contract, right? He was on the second to last year of his contract.
Yeah, because this is the year.
Lonzo.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how they got Lonzo, baby. Lonzo, who's all tatted up now.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo.
Brandon Ingram, Lonzo.
And Zion.
Sure.
They got them all.
Yep.
Zion Williams. Hit a three.
Four of them. He scored 17 points in like 3 minutes.
I just wonder how many of those you'll see.
Well,
he must have. When he was hurt, he must have been doing something.
That's more shots. It's more 3-point shots he's made in any game when he played in college.
Oh yeah, he had no outside shot in college.
He had games that he would have like three point shots.
Was a horrible three-point shooter.
Well, I mean, as I said, he had games where he had three.
If he can do that at the NBA level, he'll be on game. No one will stop him ever.
If he has an outside shot like that, it's insane.
If he can do that, you're going to hear more calls like this.
Ball, left corner, Frank. Floated into Zion. Aldridge on him. Up top, Lonzo. Stutter step back to Zion. Oh, my. Step back three. Left way! Swish! No! This is not happening!
Pelicans are 18-27.
You know the Pelicans, though. He's never been able to make a call. There's never been a call that he's been able to make.
So. Been since Chris Paul was on the team.
He had blue balls, and he was just like,
But you know what? How great would it be, though, if he ends up sneaking that team into the playoffs?
They're right there. It's certainly capable of it.
I mean, he could do it. And
only
he's
a few games out of a spot.
He's definitely fun as hell to watch, but you just worry about the health of a guy like that. And it's obviously not the most ideal way to start off your career in the NBA, but, man, what a fun player to watch. And
if
last
he
night
can
you
shoot
saw
threes,
it,
which I don't, I'm not, there's no way that's going to happen again, I would imagine, but you never know. I don't know what he did in the offseason. Maybe he saw a guru and learned his shot. I don't know. But Whatever he did, if he has a 3-point shot, I take back everything I said about him. I thought he was going to be a 6'8", one dimensional player, kind of a tweener. I thought he was going to be like Randall.
I think he's like 6'6".
Yeah, I thought
285.
I thought he was going to be like Randall, the kid.
Julius Randall.
I thought he was going to be like that.
Yeah,
like I thought he'd be all right. But Jesus, if he can hit threes,
awesome.
It'll be something to watch. All right, Danny Ainge is going to join us. No commercials here, just the headline.
Hey, everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new Business Hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.